A couple of years ago, Andy Hawkins, a pitcher for the New York Yankees, did something that only a few people have ever done. He pitched a no-hit game and lost 4-0. Now you may say, how do you pitch a no-hit game and still lose it? By 4-0, no, at least. Well, only one other pitcher has ever thrown 9 innings and lost a game. It was 1-0 then. But 4-0? Well, first of all, you walk several batters. All right? That doesn't count against your hits. Next, you hit a couple guys. That doesn't count against your hits. Or at least at bats, at hits. And then you have your team make about 4 errors behind you. And those don't count as hits. 9 innings of no-hit baseball, and he loses 4-0. You know, the results of all of that was that the record book shows that he pitched a no-hit baseball game, but the scoreboard said he got beat 4-0. Now, some of us look very good in our own scorebooks, don't we? Because we choose how we're going to keep the score. And we go through our lives pitching no-hit baseball only to one day realize that things aren't quite as kosher as they ought to be. We forget the walks and the fielding errors, and we believe that we're pitching no-hit games in our lives. But you know, our record book is not the final word. God has the final word about whether or not we are effective in the final score. There's an area in our lives, in our church life, in your life, where many of us are not lighting up the scoreboard, yet we think that we're doing just fine. Paul talks about it, and he talks about it in terms of our giving. Now, who wants to talk about giving in the middle of the summer, right? Most of us want to wait till budget time so we know we can stay at home and then we don't have to listen to the preacher talk about giving. But I want you to understand, this has nothing really to do with your financial obligation to this church. But this has everything to do about your spiritual willingness to follow Christ in your giving.